ppconcerts.com.
I am ready with all that meat and new potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. 'Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
Easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Born in Montreal, raised in Calgary, Stu Phillips.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees. Could he be that famous bandit of days gone by? Can he be the fierce El Tigre, or did the real El Tigre die? The glasses with thin rosé, sweet and warm as red lips.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And for the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a celebration of life and memorial of life to the legendary traveling balladeer Stu Phillips, who passed away December 25th, 2025, at the age of 92. With that mentioned, Stu was a good friend of our program, and with that, we would like to pay tribute to him in the next 3 hours. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the archives of Canadian and American country music here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
Been there alone before, I just walked all night. Angel of
initials on a tree, still there for all to see.
See me in the shade of that old oak tree when they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I would like to welcome y'all into this weekend's program. Coming to you, as usual, from the Whitlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being carried over historic CFRC 119 FM from the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com from the heart of the Durham and Greater Toronto areas. And I would also like to invite y'all here to this tribute to a dear friend of mine for many years, Stu Phillips, who passed away at the young age of 92 on Christmas Day past, just a couple weeks ago. For many, including myself, Stu was a true balladeer of the Canadian and American country music, and it should also be mentioned that Stu Phillips was born Stuart John Phillips outside of Montreal in the village of Saint-Eustache on January 19th, 1933 in Quebec, moving to the western province of Alberta before heading south to Nashville. Stu sadly passed away, as mentioned, on Christmas Day at the age of 92. During his time on Earth, Stu was known for having many hits, including the all-time classic called Blue Canadian Rockies. He is also nicknamed the Traveling Balladeer. He was also honored in 1993 with his induction into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame out there in Alberta. It should also be mentioned that he was an ordained minister and priest, and was also the oldest member of the Grand Ole Opry at the time of passing. So with all that mentioned, I would like to share that during today's program, I'll be remembering a true friend of mine and a true mentor in radio and country music as well. With that mentioned, I would also like to open up today's program with none other than the first family of Canadian country music, the Family Brown, and their all-time classic called Pioneers. And what better way to open a ceremony of life to a true pioneer than with that classic. Then we'll follow with Stu Phillips himself and an all-time classic called The Traveling Balladeer. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening. And yes, Stu, we'll always miss you. Welcome in, friends.
Here's a fellow who's driven many a mile to be with us tonight. Let's give him a big welcome, Stu Phillips.
I'm a traveling balladeer, I am, traveling till I find a friend I've known of all my life, whose love is pure and kind. I'm a traveling balladeer.
traveling all alone, searching for the road that leads to my eternal home. I'm a traveling balladeer, I am. The open country's mine, and just beyond the next green hill, a brand new day I'll find. I'm a traveling balladeer, I am, upon the road of life, a road on which to prove myself, temptation's road of strife. I'm a traveling balladeer. Trusting that his guiding hand will lead me day by day. I'm a traveling balladeer, I am. The open country's mine, and just beyond the next green hill, a brand new day I'll find.
Friends, following those opening songs, we're once again back here on the Way Back program here this morning, and with that mentioned, I would like to send out some special dedications as we usually do. First of all, for Mama Dawn out there in Cornwall today, it's going to be a classic by one of Stu Phillips' earliest influences, Gene Autry, and a song called You Are My Sunshine. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic, this time going out to my good friends in upstate New York, Carthage, New York, Debbie and Jimmy Rogers, who I understand celebrated their 51st wedding anniversary last Sunday. And so for Debbie and Jimmy Rogers, I'd like to play a song called Happy Anniversary by Slim Whitman. Then we'll wrap up this set with Stu Phillips once again, and from 1957, it'll be his all-time original first release called Moon Over the Rockies. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really loved me, and no one else, dear, could come between. But now you've left sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Much better. You bring me so much happiness each day. Everything you are keeps me so in love. I thank the heavens that you came my way. And count our many blessings, 'cause love like ours don't happen every day. And year after year we'll keep remembering our anniversary in our special way.
Sky. once before.
This is Daniel O'Donnell from Ireland. Keep listening to your host with the most, that's Johnny Woodlock, here on Wayback.
Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program. Take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here. And with that, we'll send out some special weekly greetings to my good friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret, in Eganville, Ontario. For them, today will be a classic by Bob King, the pride of Joyceville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston. And it'll be a classic called Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Arm Prairie, Ontario. For them, it'll be a classic by none other than Irwin Prescott, who used to have the old Golden Rail bar in Ottawa there. For them, it's going to be an all-time classic called Still Write Your Name in the Sand. And just a reminder that Vic does a wonderful three-hour program, 7 to 10 over CJHR every Sunday evening, 7 to 10, so tune that in sometime. And then we'll wrap up with our good friend Tom Wilson, who we just had a wonderful lunch, Mama Dawn and I, with Tom. And it's going to be a classic by Tom from his early days of music, and it'll be called Back to the Old Home, which Bill Monroe, I also understand, wrote and recorded originally. With that, I'll say good day to all the Valley listeners and welcome in, friends.
My daily bread to win. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Sirs, I journey on my way. Mother often tells me, sir, I've nothing in the world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown.
Childhood sweethearts, blissful days that I never will forget. I know that I love you, little darling, though the years bring me only regret. I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, would you try to understand? It's no matter how they treat me, I love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand. Still sing.
fox hound with my dad in those old Kentucky hills. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. To leave my home. Mother and dad were called to heaven, and I'm left in this world all alone. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. Is the fondest spot in my memory. I long to go back to the old home, that light in the window to see. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. Shines on the road where I live. I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to an interview I got to do. Some years ago, this was the first interview between me and Stu Phillips from 2021. When I first reached out to Stu Phillips for an interview, he was very gracious, and he would go on to grace our program several times after with interviews and memories of his career, and he would also become a beloved guest on our program several times following this first interview from January 2021. Today, we'd like to share this first interview with y'all. Then we'll follow with an archive clip from the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. It'll be a classic called Faded Love, as performed by Stu on the Opry. With that, welcome in, friends, and we will hear from three different interviews from over the years, but this, as mentioned, is the first interview from January 2021. Now, here is my late friend and musical hero, Stu Phillips.
Well, thank you very much, John, and it's nice to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, too. I never thought I'd get this interview. I've idolized in my whole life.
I've been around a pretty long time now.
Yes.
And I made my first record about 58 years ago.
Is that right? Yes.
Maybe even a little more.
Amazing. What do you remember about that?
I remember that, you know, it was made on an acetate recording.
Yes.
That means it was made direct. You didn't make any mistakes.
Exactly.
Because you couldn't stop it and repeat. I remember, too, they didn't have any echo systems.
Mm-hmm.
And we hooked up an extra microphone in a marble toilet room so we'd get the echo. So there was a lot of, a lot of give and take back in those days, trying to get your best record out.
Exactly, yeah. And what was that song?
That song was called Moon Over the Rockies.
Yes, okay, yes. A true classic of yours, yeah.
It goes back a long way.
It sure does, yes. If we may go back to 1933, you were born in Montreal, Quebec.
I was born in Montreal. I have wonderful memories of Quebec. You know, in those days, they were very quaint. And really, it was it was a postcard type of place back in those days.
Was it? Yes.
And my mother used to sew shirts for me, you know, Western shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sing at church groups and to anybody that would listen to me.
Okay.
I love to sing, and I guess I wanted to pursue an entertainment life always, and that's what I did.
Sure did, yeah. And by age 16, you headed towards the western area of Canada and landed in Calgary.
I landed in Edmonton first.
Yes.
And my father worked for the Canadian Pacific and Canadian National Railways as an architect, and he went out to work on the McDonald Hotel in Edmonton, and he wasn't there very long, and he went back to Quebec, and I stayed out west. I fell in love with the west, and so I stayed there. I went to work for Woodward's department store in the fruit department and stayed there for a while. Went to work for the Alberta government in the Department of Mines and Minerals. And then I saw an ad one day from the Edmonton Bulletin. They wanted a cub reporter, and that sounded good to me, so I applied and got the job.
Yeah.
3 days later, the Edmonton Bulletin went out of business.
Wow.
And yes. Left me without a job. I went to work, and there was a big wreath on the door. And so I sat at my desk, my new desk, and wondered what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the flashing letters of CFRN radio, and I thought I'd love to do that. So I went up and asked for an interview and got it. And told me to come back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he said, you have a wonderful voice for broadcasting, but you're having trouble reading. And I told him, well, I'm halfway there. Give me a chance.
Exactly.
And I'll pick up on my reading. And so he told me to read 20 feet of teletype a day.
Okay.
Do you know what teletype is?
I'm not familiar, no.
Well, it used to be the way that news was communicated. It was like an automatic typewriter, and it just kicked out news, and that's what they made their newscasts with.
Okay.
No computers back then. So I did that. I read 30 feet a day, and finally I got the job about 2 weeks later. So that was my entry into media and broadcasting and television and everything else.
Yes. And you also went to work for CBC Television, I understand.
I moved to Calgary from Edmonton, went into television, and I had a morning show called Stew for Breakfast.
Yes.
It was very, very popular. I had I used to sing little songs in the morning, and a guy from Winnipeg, the regional director, a man by the name of Dan Cameron, who was Don Cameron's brother. You remember Don Cameron, the news man on CBC?
I should,
his
but
brother
I don't.
Was a producer. And, you know, I've got to tell you a little story. I went and had my tea leaves read one day. Our studios were up on the fifth floor, I think, of the Greyhound bus depot in Calgary. And downstairs there was a restaurant. And I went and had my tea leaves read, first time in my life. And the girl told me, in 3 days you're going to meet a man, a blonde man, and your life will change forever. So I laughed, gave her the quarter, and forgot about it. But 3 days later, the manager called me into his office, and I met Dan Cameron, who was as blonde as could be. And he offered me a television regional network show from Winnipeg to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to come each week to Winnipeg and tape this, and it was a children's show.
Yeah.
I had a graphic artist. I used to talk about, you know, early events in Canada, Indians, and I sang a song called Almighty Voice.
Yeah.
And the artists would draw the pictures. A very popular little show. We called that the, I think, the Outrider. Mm-hmm. And it later changed to the Traveling Balladeer.
Okay.
And that's where I picked up my identification name.
Yes, of course.
But later on, they offered me a full network show. It was called Red River Jamboree. It was sponsored by Chrysler and Kraft, and held that for about 6 years.
And among your early recordings and written songs was one that Orville Prophet recorded titled The Champlain and St. Lawrence Line.
Yes, that became a hit in Canada, not by me, but by Orville. And it was a pretty good, I think it was number one in Canada.
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite songs because I'm a railway buff. Matter of fact, they cast a coin, Champlain and St. Lawrence Line coin.
Oh, yes.
And I don't have one, but I want to buy one just in case your listeners have one. That's the type of story that became part of my life. And, you know, I read a lot back in those days, exactly. Particularly about early Canada. And I loved Canada. You know, I did leave Canada and came to live in the U.S.
Yes, you did.
Really, show business is in the U.S. I mean, if you want to try and make it to the top, mm-hmm. ultimately you've got to come to the United States. I mean, Ann Murray, you name all of them.
Yeah.
They became icons in the music field, but without the U.S. participation, they wouldn't have made it. So ultimately, I thought, you know, I had an opportunity to sign a lifetime contract with the CBC.
Yes.
And the choice I had to make, am I going to be a big fish in a small pond or a small fish in a big pond and try my luck? And I turned that contract down, which is one of the biggest regrets of my life, you know, taking everything into consideration. But no complaints because I've done well.
Yes, you have, yes.
And mm-hmm. I came to the United States and I first went out to Hollywood. In Hollywood, I met Gene Autry.
Did
and
you?
I met Chet Atkins. And I had breakfast with them both one morning in Gene Autry's Continental Hotel. And Chet Atkins told me, if you come to Nashville, be sure to come and see me. He said, I'd like to sit down and talk to you. And when I was in Nashville, I called him, and he told me to come over to his office. And I met him at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had to fly back to Canada at 3. So we chatted. He listened to my material, told me about RCA. We had lunch together, went back to his office. And just before I left, I said, Chet, I've got to get out to the airport. He said, well, I think I'd like to sign you. And I said, Chet, I think I'd like that very much. So then, you know, we parted, closed mm-hmm. our meeting, and I walked out to the front door, and then I turned back, told the secretary, Mary Lynch. I said, Mary, I need to talk to Chet for one more minute.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, go right in.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I said, Chet, are you going to sign me or not? I said, I've got to get on an airplane. My heart is in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, do you want a contract right now? I said, no. A handshake will do. And that's the way we made our bond.
I see, yes.
And I did several albums for RCA. I had several hits.
Yes, you sure have.
When I came to the United States as an mm-hmm. immigrant, you had to, things were a lot different. You just didn't walk across the border. You had to have some money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't become a ward of the state.
Okay.
You had to have a job. So I met a man by the name of Louis Drone who had a television station called WSIX.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any live TV shows. So I showed him some of my stuff, and he agreed to try me out on a morning show. And it was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Capps, who was a great
yes,
guitar player,
was, yeah.
Jerry Reed, Lightning Chance, a bass player, they were all members of my band in the morning. I gave Capps his first job. And so, anyway, we had a good show, and then I got a call from the Opry, and they said they were interested, an opening was coming up, and they were interested in signing me. Manager was Art Devine.
Oh, yes, yes.
And said, would I be interested? I had written them years ago that I wanted to become a member, and somehow he'd remembered that. Just as we closed our telephone conversation, he said, it would help if you weren't working for the opposition. And he didn't tell me to quit or anything. He just said that. And I thought, my God, how am I going to tell Louis Drone? Saved my bacon, really, when he gave me a job. And then Louis Drone came in one morning. He said, I want to have a meeting in the main studio. So we went down to the meeting, and he told us all that he had just sold television station to General Electric. and that was my out. And I just told General Electric that I couldn't continue along. So that gave me my out from that job, and I joined the Opry. I had my RCA contract, and for a while, I was floating with the help of the Lord. Didn't have too many bookings, didn't have any hits. I had faith.
Exactly.
Strong faith.
You sure did.
And that was my transition into the lonely life of no salary. Well, it seems to be going well so far. At least it's interesting anyway.
Exactly, and I want to tell you, I've idolized your music all my life since I first found out about you when you were on the Opry about 2008 or 2007. You were on the Opry, and I found out about you then. Yes.
Well, some of those early recordings, you know, were made in a home studio, some with Rodeo Records.
Yes, of course.
They don't sound much like my new recordings.
No, but they're still good.
You know, a lot of people like them. They have a certain antiqueness to them.
Exactly. And they got a lot of history to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've enjoyed my life. God has blessed me. And we'll talk about that, too.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have given me so far.
All right, Johnny. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'd like for you folks to make welcome one of our special guests tonight on the Grand Ole Opry, a boy that records for RCA Victor Records and does a wonderful job. His name is Stu Phillips. Will you make him welcome to center mic, please, ladies and gentlemen.
As I look at the letter that you wrote to me, it's you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, like heaven would miss the stars above.
Friends and listeners, this here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate, so get yours today by visiting GallopCanalBluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we bow to love each other.
Well, yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here the way back with Johnny's vinyl collection. As we open the vinyl vault door, let's pay tribute to an all-time classic by none other than Stu Phillips, who in 1968 recorded on the RCA Victor label out of Nashville, Tennessee, the album called Our Last Rendezvous. With that mentioned, it's going to be a classic song associated with the Grand Ole Opry called The Note in Box Number 9. And this also features the legendary voice of Grant Turner introducing Stu to the Grand Ole Opry. So let's turn back the years and turn this one up as we pay tribute to original 1968 all-time classic album by Stu Phillips. Here he is, friends, and welcome in.
I just came home from a trip where I sang in menace to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And from the stage in the audience I be, and later I'll hold her so tight. I miss her so on the road, so I'll ask her to marry, and I'll take her along the next time. It feels so good to be back, but before the show goes on, I'll check the fan mail in box number 9. But in box number 9 there's a note in a tear-stained letter, and the note says goodbye. I'll never see her again, all that's left to call mine is the note in box number 9.
Now here's a fellow who's driven many a mile to be with us tonight. Let's give him a big welcome as he steps out, the star of this portion of the Grand Ole Opry, Stu Phillips.
Well, there's her empty seat. I guess there'll be no one out there to sing my love songs to anymore. She needs someone to love every day, so she found someone new who won't leave her to cry.
Well, yes, friends, following that classic by Stu Phillips, we're once again back here, and it's that time to send us into the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we send us into the second hour, I would like to once again remember a collection of sacred gospel songs, including first, a lady who celebrates her 80th milestone birthday tomorrow, Miss Dolly Parton. From Miss Dolly, and also joined here by the great wagon master, Porter Wagner, it'll be Daddy Was an Old-Time Preacher Man, again. We'll then follow with another dear friend of mine who has since left us, and an all-time classic by Claude Gray called Family Bible. And of course, Willie Nelson also wrote this many years ago, and Claude Gray made a hit out of it. And then we'll wrap up with another classic to send us into the very top of the second hour. That, of course, is Stu Phillips, who we're remembering today, as he passed away on December the 25th, Christmas Day, 2025. And with that mentioned, it's going to be an all-time favorite version of All His Children. With that, I hope to talk to on the other side of the second hour, and good morning, friends and listeners. Happy listening, and good morning.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about that great eternity. He preached hell so hot that you could feel the heat.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. And Leona would get up to testify. As we'd say, sweet by and by, then we'd say, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay. For he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that.
The family Bible on the table. Its pages torn and hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. Can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me. That the world of ours is full of trouble, this old world would also better be if we found more Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages, clip for me. I can see us sitting round the table Family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly sing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me.
Enjoying the program and that you'll keep listening.